Ian Scholes, a few months back, I happened to be driving out of Oakland to Monterey and passed a huge array of brand-new gleaming buildings. What the hell is that, I wondered, and jotted down the name on the gate in a notebook, Solyndra. A new car? A new drug? I never got around to Googling the name, but a week or so later it showed up in the news. Bankrupt, solar panels, huge government loan, corruption, cronyism, unseemly conservative glee. Suck on this, alternative energy. Once again, it's all Obama's fault. Backpedaling by Democrats, green gloom, yada yada. I don't know the facts on the ground, whatever that even means, but it's clear that one of the reasons for the company's failure was blatantly unfair competition from solar panels made in China at a fraction of the cost of cylinders. How? Well, cheap labor and cheap government loans. Socialism at work. China is leading the market in solar panels, which the West is snapping up at the expense of Western business. This is called cutting your own throat, but making sure you're not getting cheated on the knife you cut it with. Solyndra did not help itself, of course. I just read an article in Bloomberg News. Solyndra spent $730 million on its factory, the gleaming evidence of which I saw with my own eyes. I mean, really, couldn't you make this stuff in a Quonset hut in the boondocks? No. Solyndra's HQ, according to Bloomberg, was as big as 5 football fields. It had robots that whistled Disney tunes, spa-like showers with liquid crystal displays of the water temperature, and glass-walled conference rooms. Of course, these are all bells and whistles designed to appeal to visitors, but if I were a potential investor, however, I would have been put off immediately. Just give me a cup of coffee with the machine, spare me the whistling robots, and show me exactly what it is you do here. Do you even do anything? Does anybody do anything anymore? Or we just pretend to text on our smartphones and wait for the imaginary money to roll in, as the Chinese get ahead of us in pretty much everything. I gotta go.